feel like I was quite on my own. That's gone now, but it's just, I want to move on and let go of it, but I just find it very hard to do that.
The worst way to work with something like this is to try and push the process. It's not just the what of what happened, but it's the fact that you were going through it on your own and you were trapped in the environment.
Yeah.
Often the fear or the anxiety is a kind of top layer, but as you sort of settle and you come connect a bit more, then you start to feel more of what's underneath that. Welcome to this week's episode of In Therapy with me, Alex Howard. And for this week's episode, we are catching up with Hannah. We're going to be exploring some themes around finding the balance. We're really going to be touching base also with how she's been doing since the quite intense in-person sessions that we had, which you would have seen a few weeks ago. So here is Hannah.
Last week working on the emotions exercises has been pretty useful. I was feeling very angry and tense, and I had a lot of pain in my jaw and stuff, and I was feeling that emotions weren't really coming out. But I had an EFT appointment and I explained what Alex had told me and what I was working on, and we didn't do any tapping. I just shared how I felt and I cried a bit, and that actually really helped. And when I got home, I cried a lot, like a lot. It was really hard crying, like it felt like it was coming from really deep down, and I felt quite different afterwards. I just felt relieved, and the anger's kind of gone. Like the past few days I've not felt angry. It's been kind of replaced with this feeling of like really strong, intense sadness and like feeling lonely, and I'm finding it hard to not want to distract and just completely disconnect from my body. But I'm keeping doing the exercises because they do help me when I do it. I think I just need a bit of advice about how to go about this in a way that is kind to myself, because I am trying my best to do that, but I don't fully understand because it's all quite new and it's a bit of a strange experience to be going through, really. I had like a 2-day migraine after this one, and although like the crying was good, the release was good, it still does. It's not an easy process to go through, having a physical reaction to that. Even though in the long run it's good, it kind of shakes things up in the short term. And now I'm kind of feeling like there's still lots of emotion. I can feel it under the surface. But yeah, I guess I'm just trying to be patient because it's not coming out. But in a way that's probably good, because I need a bit of time to recover from the last thing.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. How are you doing? It's a bit interesting times right now.
Yeah, it's very strange. I've been okay.
Yeah?
Not too bad. But things have been like quite different since I saw you.
Yeah, do you want to talk me through... let's go through the sort of positives to start with, and then we can come through some of the things you'd like to work on. So what have you noticed that's positive?
I definitely feel just more at ease in my body. So when I'm in social situations and I'm feeling like a bit of a stress response, I feel okay with it now. Like my reaction is very different, which was really nice. If I'm sweating, I'm not. It does kind of help as well that I got this great new deodorant, which smells amazing. I swear. I think that has
nothing
helped.
Like a good deodorant to fix sweating issues.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I just feel more at ease. Just I know now, after what we spoke about, that it's okay to let it do its thing. So I feel much better. And I do feel more that like I'm more in tune with my body. Like I'm noticing more feelings and sensations, and I just feel more in my body as a whole, really.
That's really great. And do you feel that it's therefore less draining to be around other people?
Yeah. When I saw my friends last, that was when I noticed the biggest difference. Normally afterwards or during, I'll feel quite wired and excited, and usually I like have trouble sleeping, or
I just won't feel very rested afterwards. I'll feel like there's adrenaline. But yeah, this time I just felt really in my body, and I was still like sweating, but I wasn't wired anymore. And I went home and I just was able to go straight to sleep. And I felt like I didn't have this like social hangover the next day.
That's awesome. That's really great. And talk to me a bit more in terms of how you're doing with emotions. You said in your sort of email summary to me that you feel that that you had a few experiences of after the last session of being able to really cry and really start to feel your feelings. Just say a bit more about that.
So yeah, when I got home, I just felt way more relaxed, and like I felt like my whole body could relax after we did the exercise. And when I was doing the exercise on my own in the like following days, it felt like there was still loads of tension like in my jaw and my face, and I was very angry. I felt a lot of anger, and it felt like I had emotion in my chest, but it wasn't really moving. Like it felt like it was kind of, I was just doing it, but it was kind of stuck. And then when I had a EFT appointment, we didn't do tapping because I kind of explained what you said, and talking to someone again helped it come out. And then when I got home as well, I just cried loads. So it was like, I've not cried like that in like a long time. Like it felt like a lot was kind of coming out.
Yeah.
In like a positive way. Like I felt better afterwards.
Yeah, so it sounds like, just to sort of summarize, it sounds like you feel like you're more in your body. Like it sounds like you've kind of less in your sort of mind and in a sort of nervous system reaction. It sounds like that you're therefore also more able when you're around other people to stay connected rather than sort of go into that sort of nervous system response. And it sounds like you're more in touch emotionally. So things have been kind of coming out and they've been sort of felt and being processed. So that all sounds like really good, positive progress. So well done. I'm really pleased to hear that. Before we come to some of the things that you'd like to work on, how do you feel about how things have been going?
I feel like, as you say, that it's a positive thing, like it's positive steps forward. And it gives me a bit of hope feeling that difference. Even though I'm still feeling like a stress response, it's not like, and like obviously it's different with depending what I'm doing and who I'm seeing and stuff. I feel like I can see how to move forward with it now.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So I feel positive about it, definitely. But I also do find it that the emotion side of it is like really challenging for sure.
Yeah. Do you feel you kind of had a period of time where after the session where there was quite a lot of emotion that was moving? Has that settled, or does it still feel like there's quite a lot there that's kind of under the surface, as it were?
Yeah, it feels like there is a lot under the surface. I notice when I meditate, that's when like I'll really feel it then, just underneath, like, and sometimes I'll cry a bit, but it feels like loads more crying needs to come out, basically.
And if you cry a bit in that situation, does it then feel like you sort of feel a release, I feel easier afterwards? Like, do you feel the benefit for releasing emotion in that way?
Maybe, kind of. It's such a small amount. Like, it feels more like, it's hard to describe it. I guess not so much just because it's such a small amount, but it feels at least good to connect with it. But it feels like it's not really coming out.
Yeah, so I would say it may well be the case that a little and often is actually just what you need. And it's like, it doesn't need to be this like massive, like heroic explosion that happens multiple times, that it can just be kind of what's there. It's like there's a little bit there that you sort of feel it, you process it, and then the system's a little bit lighter afterwards and a bit more. And it's a kind of gradual process of reconnecting to yourself emotionally. And sometimes that might look like tears, other times it might look like anger, other times it might look like just being fed up and despondent. But it's just sort of reconnecting emotionally with whatever it is that's there.
Okay, that that makes sense. Yeah, I think I was probably overthinking it a little bit. Also, it is quite intense. Like, I'm feeling very down at the moment. I feel like when I was feeling quite all these like highs that we spoke about before, I feel like I'm definitely on the other side of that really now. You see what I mean? I'm finding it quite hard to not let it impact my thinking and how I think, not to think negatively and get into like a cycle of that.
When you say feel a bit down, can you say a bit more about what that feels like?
It feels like physical pain in my chest. Like, if I feel it, it makes me just want to be like, ow, like that hurts. Like, it's just really strong. And I don't know what words to say, but it's like, yeah, just really low and like this ache in my chest and just feeling like not like no hope kind of thing.
But I think there's two separate pieces here. I think there's the sort of cognitive mental kind of place of struggling to sort of see the way out and the future, and it sort of feels difficult, like kind of perception wise. And then there's sort of the place, the kind of ache that you're describing, which I feel there's some correlation between the two, but I sort of feel like there might be two slightly different things. Can you say a bit more about the ache? Like, yeah, where you feel that in your body and like what the felt sense of that is?
I feel it in my chest. It feels like loneliness and like pain and like feeling just like hurt in general, but I wouldn't know, I couldn't tell you what it was about. Mm-hmm. It just feels very intense and like overwhelming, and it makes me feel, yeah, I just feel very down and like miserable basically. Like really flat, and it just feels like a really like a body thing rather than something that I could tell you what it means.
Yeah And I that doesn't sound like a kind of inappropriate emotion. I mean, given some of what's happened over recent years and given the situation that you find yourself in at this point in time, to feel lonely where you are separated from being around, you know, friends as much as you would like to be, you know, you are processing some trauma and some difficult things that have happened. And there's a sort of heartbreak and a heaviness and a kind of suffering and the pain that goes with that. So it's sort of, you know, sometimes we can label healthy, appropriate emotional responses as something to get rid of, something to fix. Like, I shouldn't be, that's not right that I'm feeling that way. And actually sort of my sense is that we don't want to get, you don't want to become consumed by feeling it that way and kind of get lost and that's all that you feel and life just sort of feels really difficult as a result. But we also, we want to honor that that's how part of you feels. And we want to kind of shift your kind of attention in such a way that you're not sort of becoming, not becoming consumed by that.
I feel like that's a really hard balance to achieve.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've got any tips.
Well, I think part of it is having enough balance in other parts of your life that you're not only just being with that feeling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and obviously that's sort of tricky in the kind of current kind of wider context, but getting out when you can to see your friends, making sure that you're keeping your focus on, you know, your hobbies and the kind of photography and kind of guitar playing, like things that bring you joy that you like to do. Because that stuff sort of becomes the stabilizing force. Right? If you're just in the feelings and feeling the feelings, like it's sort of overwhelming and it sort of feels like it's too much. But if what you're doing is that you're, you know, you're processing that and you're metabolizing that, but what you're also doing is you're at these other anchor points in your life, then it just, that has a sort of stabilizing kind of positive effect.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, I think I'm struggling with that as well because I have been wanting to distract a bit more than normal, like, and I've just been kind of doing more than I should have been doing in those areas. So like playing music and stuff, I have to be quite careful with migraines. That's like the thing that gets triggered most, and not being able to kind of focus on things and be creative and like have that expression and just like focus is quite hard. And I think I need to find like a good balance of maintaining like discipline so I can still like not, you know, relapse or crash, but still have like something there to have that meaning in like daily life.
How much continuity and sort of consistency do you have in your routine, in your daily structure?
I'd say in terms of like doing things like the meditating and those like breathing exercises and those kind of things. Now that's good, I would say. But
I would also say in terms of like your day having a kind of shape to it that's fairly predictable, like, you know, getting up at a certain time, doing your practice at a certain time, doing activity at a certain time. Like, does that feel like it's fairly consistent, or is it a bit, you see how you feel on the day and it's sort of a bit kind of all over the place?
Probably more the second one, yeah. Apart from getting up, I try and get up at the same time each day and eat around the same time. Yeah.
So I think the sort of the danger of doing it that way is you can kind of slip into a, you're doing something, you're kind of enjoying doing it, and you're sort of disconnected and you're sort of avoiding distracting. And not there's necessarily anything wrong with that for a period, but you sort of just get sucked into that thing. And then suddenly too much time has passed and you've kind of got more depleted, and then almost there's a kind of diminishing return because your pleasure of doing that thing sort of goes down because you feel a bit more crap. You're a bit closer to potentially risking a migraine, and then you've got less energy left for doing your meditation or whatever. So just having some sort of structure around that, I think probably could be quite helpful.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I think now you said that, it's definitely clear I need to do that.
Yeah. And it, you know, and I was sort of design that initially in such a way that you're setting it up so that you win. So you're not kind of like, how much can I get away with here? And what's like, you design it based upon a day that you know, on a modest to kind of low energy day that you know that you still be okay. And then you're sort of building the baseline from that point, as opposed to sort of one day doing quite a lot of that stuff, the next day sort of being crashed out the next day, and doing too much for a fight. You just want to sort of smooth out and get some sort of stability in a sense there.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Are there any other questions that you have for today?
Just if, like, should I watch any more Reset or, like, is there any other?
You're at module sort of 8, I think, of Reset. That's module 7, I think, you got to, which was the kind of working with emotions.
Yeah, so I watched.
You did six and seven.
6, 7, and 11, which is the inner child one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're very welcome to go at this point to sort of go back and work through. I asked you not to go back to the beginning at the beginning. You're very welcome if you want to do that. You're welcome to do that, and that might be helpful. I feel like with the emotions piece, that's an ongoing piece of work. So it's not a sort of right, job done, move on. It's sort of right, we sort of got that piece kind of moving, and, you know, little and often, and listen to your body with that, with sort of more structure and routine, I think that will be really helpful. If you want to move through some of the other stuff on there, you're certainly welcome to do that as well. You might want to go back to the beginning and go through it gradually, one module at a time.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that sounds good.
Just keep going gently, keep listening to your body, keep making space for the emotions, and I look forward to talking in a month.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll chat to you then. All right, cheers.
Bye. I'm really pleased that the progress in terms of, you know, the work of emotions is working. You know, she feels calmer. She, one of her big things in the first session was she'd be around people and get really adrenalized. Mm. And that's happening much less. I think that's a really good kind of step forwards. It's a tricky situation that she's in where she needs to work with the emotions, but often part of what helps us do that is step away from them to sort of come back to them. But she's sort of limited in energy. So the more she steps away from them, the more draining that potentially can also be. So just sort of finding that balance can be hard, which is why I wanted just to get a bit more structure and routine in place, which I think will sort of help that process.
Yeah.
So the Zoom call a few days ago was really helpful. It reminded me that although I am struggling right now, I have made progress and I am making progress. I think I'd lost sight of that a bit. I also caught sight of a vlog from a few weeks ago. It felt like I was in a really different place then. Things are definitely changing for the good. And I think it's really good advice to come up with some kind of structure for my day. I used to be very rigid and disciplined about how I went about my routine, and also in regards to pacing and kind of trying to make progress with that. And that kind of approach definitely really helped me get out of my worst period of health ever. It was kind of essential to doing that. But also I can see how my kind of approach to pacing and routine has definitely held me back and been quite unhealthy as well. So I think I've totally, throughout my illness and before I got ill, I totally identified with like all of the subtypes in like the OHC model, like achiever, helper type, anxiety type, perfectionist type to some degree. And having that going on whilst trying to make progress with pacing, it just meant my approach was just far too harsh, I think, and all my self-worth was tied up in that. And I also think my environment has meant that pacing has only been able to get me so far, because I've slightly been kind of fighting a losing battle in terms of working very hard on that, but also not really being in an environment that's conducive to being like in a healing state. So after kind of having to deal with that immediate stress, it kind of did help me to also address all these patterns that I've been acting out. And obviously it's a work in progress, but I know a lot has changed for the better. And I feel hopeful that maybe now I can come up with some goals around pacing and a routine and in a much healthier way than before.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of In Therapy. As always, I'd love to hear your comments, your questions, your reflections from watching the episode. So please do comment in the comment section below the video. Please do also like the video, subscribe to the channel, click the notification bell, all those things which make sure that you'll see upcoming episodes, but also it really helps us because it tells YouTube to show the episodes to more people. So as you may be aware, we're having a break from the daily episodes of Everyday Alex at the moment, just whilst we're focusing on the Trauma and Mind Body Super Conference. If you're not already registered, please do register now. This really is, you know, it's a sort of years, it's not years of work putting together the conference, but it's years of work of sort of learning and sort of really crafting the, I guess, thought process of how to bring together the right speakers to really speak to this topic in, I think, really some very powerful ways. So I'd love you to be part of that. We will have another episode of In Therapy next week. And in next week's episode, we're going to be catching up with Hannah again. We'll be doing some work around her inner critic, which is often a thing that comes up for people at this sort of stage she's at, where things are opening up emotionally, but we can also then become more vulnerable to our own inner attacks. So I look forward to talking with you then. You mentioned in your email, you've been doing quite a lot of work on the inner critic. Tell me a bit more about that.
Literally the worst time of my life, I didn't feel able to share. I just thought people would kind of recoil and away from me.
So the judgments that we have of ourselves, we sort of assume that those judgments other people have towards us. And it can be very vulnerable territory.
I feel kind of stupid for not realizing this is so like blaringly obvious now.